Reduce, Reuse, and Remember. New Cards from Old by Gretchen Denton. Many times, I don't have enough December hours to savor the Christmas cards we receive. I read the notes, glance at the cards, and toss them in a basket to look at later. Then, at the end of the season, I bundle all the cards and stack them on an empty shelf in the basement, where it isn't long before I have 4 years of old cards that I don't want to discard. One of this summer's hottest days, I started making new cards from these old ones, working in the basement where it was cool. It gave me another opportunity to reread those cards and appreciate their beauty. Here's how I enjoyed remembering friends and family while creating new cards. I cut from the card a picture that would fit on a folded piece of cardstock. All the cards, whether they were horizontal or vertical, were made the same size of approximately 4 by 5 inches, so each sheet of the recycled cardstock yielded 2 cards, and cards of this size fit in ready-made envelopes. I used envelopes that come from organizations that send you free Christmas cards, because I don't usually send those unrequested cards. You could use a rubber stamp for your message, but I prefer to print mine with the computer. I like to decorate the paper where the cutout from the old card will be placed before I attach the cutout. Splatter painting using screen and toothbrush, coloring abstract designs with crayons, colored pencils, or markers, using a rubber stamp over and over to create a pattern, marbleizing paper by rolling paint-covered marbles over the paper are some options. You can match the predominant color of your cutout with the design you apply to the one side of the paper. I used an iron covered with aluminum foil, colored on the hot iron with old crayons that melted, and then pressed the paper with the foiled-covered iron to create a design unique for every card. After applying the cutout, I signed the back of my cards with my personal logo, a circle of red and green with arrows to represent my form of recycling. This would be a project to do with children when you simplify your Christmas giving and don't need to be spending days in the mall. For a neater look, adults can do the cutting up of old cards and rereading the enclosed messages, or it could be a kid's project entirely to make just a few cards for special friends. It can be a good way to spend time together, dabbling in color and pattern for the fun of it, and sharing parts of those cards too beautiful to toss in the trash or hide on a basement shelf.